Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Rich Evans with us, live in Montana. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. It's you know what, Vince, I wish I can do things half-assed, but I have so much information. It's just, it almost disgusts me with all the information that we have that the people need to hear because it's so important. And just FYI, folks, next week, Vince and I, we're going to talk about gardening and gardening tips to get everybody going and talk about the importance of having a garden and creating your own nutrition. So, Vince, that being said, is there anything on your plate that you wanted to throw out there before I get cranking?
Yeah. You know, when we talk about gardening, I think we should talk about some other things as well in the line of self-sufficiency and getting out of Dodge. You know, Rich, you have bought land, you've sold land, and maybe we should share some tips about and lessons about buying some land. And you've mentioned this many, many, many times over the years, about getting together with others. If you can't pull it off financially by yourself, work with some others in your family, for example, and work together. Because if you look at the old farms of yesteryear, farmers had big families because they had to. They had to have a whole bunch of people to work the farm before, you know, the mechanization helped us. So I think it'd be good if we talked a little bit about that and talked about, you know, maybe how to structure the transaction so that maybe you can borrow some money from the seller, you know, seller financing. That's certainly an option in many cases, and it works. And there's nothing illegal about it. You don't have to borrow money from the land, borrow money from the bank to buy the land. So, and the money, digits, currency. So why don't we include a little bit of that too? What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we've talked about it many times before, but there's a lot of different ways of going about purchasing land. And you've heard me say many times, getting Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue together and sharing capital resources so they can afford a piece of land, starting with something brand, you know, new. You park it out, you put it in your buildings, you put it in your garden, your greenhouses, your fencing. And in a few years, you have a working, what I call hobby farm. You can use whatever label you want. And then you put down on paper that, say, 4 or 5 years down the road, you sell it, and everybody receives the proceeds based on their capital resource that they put down, their labor, and anything else that they want to put down a contract. There's no argument. Everything's there. And you need, you know, like Vince Finelli or myself to be a liaison and to get you guys going and to start. I know a lot of people who've done this, and some have been successful, some haven't. And the big reasons they haven't been successful is that so many people can't get along because so too many Americans have been groomed not to get along based on certain ideology or work ethic and things like that. And this is why everybody needs to be vetted for these skill sets. And one of the most important things, folks, about this idea is the fact that for you young people listening, okay, and when I talk about economics today, I'm going to talk about, you know, foreclosures going up, bankruptcies, defaults, delinquencies, has to do because of the things that we're talking about right now. So what we need to do is get people from being a renter into being an equity holder. So your money's going into principal. You're putting money in your pocket indirectly. So when you sell that hobby farm or whatever you want to call it, it's really a business model. So you get away from the apartment complex. You get away from urban, suburban America. You go more rural, and you start being self-sufficient. You learn skill sets. You cross-train. And it really is a great business model when you think about it, Vince.
Yeah, and when we flesh this out next week, next Tuesday, you'll learn that that it costs more per square foot to be a tenant than it does to be the owner. No kidding. It literally costs more per month or the same amount per month to rent as it does to own that square footage, that property, that house, that apartment. Hard to believe, but it's absolutely true, and we'll prove it to you. Through examples that we've done. I mean, I've done it many times. And we'll also talk about, you don't have to borrow funds from the bank. You don't have to do that. I was involved personally in transactions where I've said to the seller of an apartment building, I said, okay, I'll buy it. I'll buy it. Here's what I'm willing to pay for it. The only thing is you'll have to lend me the money or lend me the funds. So I'll buy your apartment building. You lend me the funds, and we'll do it. And I'll pay you per month, just like I would be paying a bank, except a lower interest rate. And I absolutely positively did it. And it can be done, and it's very simple. But most people don't even think about that, right? I'll buy your house. You just have to lend me the funds. Can you imagine that? Rich, have you ever done that?
I've done different things. Like I did a hard money loan for somebody once, and they put their land in my name in case they defaulted. I offered a tenant, I'm not going to mention any names because it's a small world, and they have little kids, and I was trying to help them out. And I've been, you know, where I'm going with this story, I'm sure I've told you this before. So what happened was, long story short, I was going to lop off some acreage for these people. They were paying me rent on the same parcel of land, and I was going to lop off a piece, and I was going to hold the paper for the same exact rent that they were paying me. And I was only charging them $450 a month because I was trying to give a break to a young family with a bunch of young kids. And they didn't want to go to town. They didn't want to live in an apartment. They wanted the lifestyle of the outdoor, natural nature, self-sufficiency life. So I try to help them out. And I've gotten offers, by the way, more than double many years ago in rent or leasing. And I could have kicked them off and done that. And I still haven't done that because I'm trying to help out a young couple. So long story short, I asked them if they wanted to own, I'd be the bank. And they talked to the wrong people. They talked to, from the implications I got in between the lines, they talked to family and friends who didn't get the same break or opportunity. There was some jealousy there. And they said, oh, it's got to be a trick. I was going to charge no money down. I was going to charge no interest. I was going to charge the same monthly fee going into equity. So the first month, 100% would go into equity. They would have owned the property by now. And their friends and family said, oh, there must be a catch. Well, this is what happens when people don't do their homework. They're reading their research, the math, and they listen to the wrong people. You got to remember, it's just like listening to somebody who's born on third base. It's not about equality and fairness. These people are privileged. They didn't earn it. When you go to people who don't care about your scenario, and they only care about their scenario, You shouldn't listen to those people. It's just like, you know, government. There's no policy. It's all personal destruction. You have to decide if you want to go down the personal destruction route or if you want to think outside the box. And everybody I spoke to said, I've never heard of that. You'll never get a bank or a lender to give you an opportunity. So I ended up selling a piece of property, and they kept renting. So there are other alternatives, and sometimes you just got to take advantage of certain alternatives when they come by. And I think this idea of combining resources with other people is a really good idea. It's just like, let's say you're an older couple, and you got a little piece of acreage, and you want to sell the piece. You stay, you're the bank. You own the property, and those people pay you whatever you decide the amortization schedule to be, principal, interest, money down, etc. And then you get to live on the property until you die. But you're helping out the younger couple by being the bank, because we know that banks and lenders are not cooperating and giving people a shot. They want a renter's society, because when you have a renter's society, you're forced into urban, suburban America, and you're controlled, and you have no skill sets, and that's what they want. Vince?
Absolutely fascinating what you're saying, Rich. It's unbelievable to me that this young couple didn't realize that the exact monthly payment would be the same, except 100% of it would go toward owning the property.
Yep.
And it's a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer, because let's say they messed up. Let's say they stopped paying. It'd be like stopping payment on rent. You leave. It's as simple
exactly.
as that.
And that was one of their complaints or concerns. And I said, well, like, if you're a renter and you stop payment, you get kicked out anyway. But here, if you are getting compromised financially, at least you can sell the property. Look, I was blue in the face, and they talked to the wrong people. Time leverage and owning is so important, folks. It's not just about the money. It's about the lifestyle. It's about the skill sets. It's about the business model. It's about the privacy. It's about everything, building credit. There's so many benefits in owning land. But if you can get away from renting, you're immediately, even if you have the typical amortization schedule where the first 7.5 years is 98% interest, at least you're putting some money into your pocket. And if you're smart, you put a little bit of chunk of change in that first few years so you go past that 7.5 year mark and you're starting to put in bigger payments into principal. That's it.
You know, this, we're on a tangent, but I think it's a very worthwhile tangent. That young couple could have done some amazing things. They could have said, okay, let's do it. And then they could have scraped a little money together to put up a barbed wire fence. Then they could have bought a couple animals. Then they'd be farmers. Then the fence is tax deductible. The animals are tax deductible. They would have so many tax deductions, they'd be able to do what the wealthy people do at a much, much, much smaller scale. But that's how the wealthy do it, because the tax laws are written for landowners, not tenants.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Sheben's with us. And Rich, just a little bit more on this tangent. I'll go very quickly. Class, there was a young couple, well, actually a middle-aged couple, who was interested in buying a farm. And they listened to us here at USA Prepares, and they listened to other broadcasters. And they combined the advice of other broadcasters and us at USA Prepares. And I heard about them. They sent me an email. And I said, well, watch, come on down. And this is several years ago. Come on down to the farm, and we'll show you the land out here in Missouri. They wanted to buy in Missouri. I said, we'll put you in the car or a truck, and we'll show you what the pros, the cons, the puts, the takes, the costs, the things to avoid, you know, the topography, the varied terrain, what land costs around here, because they wanted to buy around here. And so we went in the car, or I'm sorry, the truck. I spent the entire day with them, right after the broadcast for the entire day, and we took them out to dinner. Those were the days that we would actually go out to eat. Don't do that anymore. And they listened to everything I said, and they loved it. And I said, buy the land, make your own mistakes, build your own house. Yep, yep, yep. That sounds great to us. Then they went to another broadcaster, and they found a farm that was run down, but it was a fixer-upper. They bought it in an area that I said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. They bought it, and they regret it. They bought a fixer-upper that was way more broken than they ever imagined. It cost way more. And this other broadcaster led them down the path to buying the wrong thing. They didn't listen to us. They didn't listen to us. And so you can, you know, class, I got to tell you, there are a lot of chinks in the armor of many broadcasters. And there are those who sound like they do it, and then there are those who actually do it. At USA Prepares, we actually do it. We do what we say. We know what we're doing because we actually live this way. So if you want to talk about land, you can talk to Rich about that. Rich actually knows what he's doing. He really does. He's quite the expert in land. Whereas, you know, he's bought and sold, where other people just, some of the people that you talk to who are broadcasters don't even own their own land. So why would you take advice from someone like that? As a matter of fact, one more little tangent. So, you know, there are commercials on the radio, even right here, about, you know, taxes and how to do it and how to get out of a tax jam. And I've interviewed some of these people right here at USA Prepares. I prepare our own taxes. I do that. Mrs. Finelli and I do it together. And we've read the tax law. And when we prepare our taxes, we take it to the limit. And I've interviewed people who are less aggressive than I am in preparing taxes. These are the experts. Now, these are really good guys. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying I'm more aggressive. Why not? If being aggressive is sewing up that hole in your wallet so it doesn't leak. Back to you, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. And what we're going to have to do now, Vince, and I know how much you love to talk, but let's save some of this these rabbit holes for next week when we talk about this stuff. And because I have so much prepared for today, and I'm not going to get to 50% of it right now. So what I'm going to do, folks, I'm going to give the variety package, which are examples of categories that I give throughout the broadcast. And I'm going to start with a tweet from Robert F. Kennedy regarding Tucker Carlson. And basically, Fox fires Tucker 5 days after he crosses the red line. And I'm reading Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s tweet. "My acknowledgement that the TV networks pushed a deadly and ineffective vaccine to please their pharma advertisers. Carlson's breathtakingly courageous April 9th monologue broke TV's two biggest rules. Tucker told the truth about how greedy pharma advertisers controlled TV news content, and he lambasted
obsequious.
Thank you. Newscasters for promoting jabs they knew to be lethal and worthless. So for many years, Tucker had been the nation's biggest audience, averaging 3.5 million, 10 times the size of CNN. Fox just demonstrated the terrifying power of Big Pharma. Folks, people say, well, he was the number one. It's about economics. It's about business. No, it's not. It hasn't been about economics for a long, long time. Maybe if you're a small, medium-sized business. But the bigs, they get the bribes, the blackmail, the threats, the bailouts, the donations, the book deals, the art deals, the grants, the sponsorships. It's about victim group status. It's about nepotism connection. It's about taking down the economy and the American people, consolidating power, money, and control. Forget about safe and effective. Forget about rule of law.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. A ceasefire in Sudan appears to be holding after taking effect at midnight local time. It's the fourth attempt to stop the fighting, which started on April 15th, with previous truces failing rather quickly. USA officials said the 72-hour truce had been agreed between the Army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, at least 400 people having killed in the conflict. An attempt at the first privately funded lunar landing is about to take place today. Japan's iSpace launched its lander to the moon aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket in December, and since then it's been heading for a lunar orbit, which it achieved on Friday. 12:40 p.m. Eastern this afternoon, the lander will begin braking. It should take about an hour to reach the lunar surface. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares, and Rich Sheevan is the best news consolidator, aggregator, and analyst in radio news, period. Rich?
Well, thank you, sir, and thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right, which so many paid the ultimate price for. And what I was talking about before the break, when I was talking about Tucker and JFK's junior's comment, basically, when you eliminate hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards, merit, you know, everything's gone. It takes, because nothing is earned. That means you don't get value. This is what's breaking down America right now, folks. So when I talked about Tucker, I'm going to go off into a little tangent right now, and I'm already starting to edit because of the fact that I'm not going to get through everything I want. But we all know that, I know this audience knows that the title of this article is Commie Squad Leader AOC Calls for Government Ban on Tucker Carlson and Fox News Hosts for Inciting Violence. And we all know that a few days later, Tucker was ousted. So, and I think JFK's report through the tweet was very accurate by the power and money with Big Pharma. Because if you look at Fox News over the past several years, brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by this company, brought to you by that company. I mean, we all know that this is happening. But where I'm going now, into a little tangent here, AOC says that Tucker was inciting violence. This is a big joke. This is how they use Hegelian dialectic. Remember, Hegel from the mid-1800s in Germany was a philosopher. He never connected the dots. Nothing was sound when he discussed any of this stuff. Okay, that's what they're using right now. They just mention stuff, but they don't give you, you always hear us say facts, proof, evidence, truth. You cannot have truth without facts. Well, she didn't even give any evidence of violence. We've given thousands of pieces of evidence of Democrat violence. Okay, look at the open borders. Look at the no bail in these Democrat cities. Look at the different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Look at the pushing of the Ukraine war and World War III. Look at the Summer of Love in Seattle and all these Democrat areas where billions of dollars were lost. People were murdered and raped, store closures, burned homes, burned stores. And she's calling for a federal law for censorship. That's illegal in the first place. We have our First Amendment. So we got to call them out for what it is, folks, because we're seeing collapse and treason by design. This is what's happening right now. We are suffering through all this destruction and death is because we're suffering from the inaction, the consequences of inaction towards political correctness. That means there's no justice for the masses. Basically, everything's being controlled by the elite. A fake hate crime here, a fake hoax here, a big tech takeover there, a lie here, gaslighting over there. That's how they do it. And they're using, this is why they call the people useful idiots. That's why there's so much despair. That's why there's increased drug suicide, obesity, follower behaviors, addictions to everything, including technology. And this is why we always call for a balance in nature. We're allowing ourselves to buy and sell their narratives, and we're avoiding facts and truth. In other words, we're accepting totalitarian, tyrannical policies. This is exactly what's happening today. It's psychological conditioning, people. We have to be aware of this. Okay, I got to move on. I wish I could talk about this. I've talked about it for hours over the years, but there's so much information that you need to get hold of here. Just a little more exclamation point on Democrat violence. House Democrat threatens Twitter files journalists with prosecution and imprisonment. Call to arms, says trans militant, says he will shoot Christian women. Bill Gates wants 10-year-olds to learn about commercial sex work. This is why we say adult, mutual, consensual sex. They are pushing pedophilia, normalizing it, and trying to legalize it as hard as they ever have. And when we show inaction towards this type of political incorrectness, when we see the weaponization of government and big corporations, the distractions, the cover-ups, the setups, the divide-and-conquer strategies, the propaganda, the dumbing down of the public, planned, coordinated, like you look at the setups like January 6th to cover a stolen election which was illegally certified. And they call us domestic terrorists when they're doing exactly what they say we are. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Here's another one. Lawmakers' home vandalized after introducing bill to ban transgender surgeries, and this is in Utah. Texas AG launches probe into the Red Cross. We've given these articles before because they have been reported showing aid and maps to unvetted illegal aliens getting into our country illegally. Killers, gang members posing as migrant children to get into the U.S. Virginia Democrat socialite arrested on child porn attempting rape that's violence. We can do a whole broadcast for 2 hours on the violence that's been pushed by the Democrat Party. And then AOC says, well, Tucker Carlson did violence. It's all a joke, all of it. Okay, next article here. And I'm going to go off into a tangent here again. And basically, this article is titled, is from the Gateway Pundit, lawsuit filed against Anheuser-Busch over racist and sexist hiring policies. Company fails to define what it means by woman. What it means to, by the word woman. Think about this. Let's go to the comment section and see what the American people think about this. About time conservatives start fighting back with the lawfare that leftists have been using for decades. Next comment. There's at least a few backing freedom-loving patients willing to bring it forward. Most don't because of funds, especially these days. There are a few excellent places to invest your money. Good suggestion here. Among them, America First Legal, Gun Owners of America, Judicial Watch, etc. Send in what you can afford and grease the wheels of freedom and liberty. We all have to be doing something, folks. Whether you're writing a book to talk about the distractions, the dumbing down, the divide and conquer strategies, the solutions and ideas, self-sufficiency, whether you're going in a school board, you're getting control of your local politics, whatever it is. Next comment here. The policies of Anheuser-Busch reminds of when FJB said he would only hire a black woman as a member of SCOTUS. It turned out she couldn't define what a woman is because she's not a biologist. You can't make this stuff up. So with that note, folks, I have to go off into another tangent. Biden said, and again, nothing we say here is made up. When we make a comment, it's based on the facts, the evidence, and the proof that we've given on that day, months before, years before, because we use facts. And Joe Biden said, quote, I will not protect woman sports. Just listen to the next few articles here. Man who identifies as transgender exposes penis to four freshman girls in Wisconsin high school locker. Next, 100% of Democrats vote against stopping men from infiltrating women's sports. 100%, because it's about transhumanism, folks. Now, tell me if they really care about your group, ladies. Really. They don't give a damn about your group, your pronoun, your hyphen, none of it. I've been saying this for 12 years on the air. They just care about divide and conquer strategies. They care about dumbing you down. They care about promoting ignorance, apathy, and indifference so you give up and submit. Next, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says men and women's sports is an issue that doesn't exist. Do you remember Jerry Nadler from New York? He said, oh, it's all a myth. This is gaslighting, folks. This is basically not even having you acknowledging your concerns. Man fired for being white and speaking out. BlackRock sued over woke anti-white ESG policies. I'm going to talk about this at the end of this little run here. Woman goes viral for bashing feminism. Elon Musk shows his support. I'm surprised this woman actually even didn't get censored. Wisconsin school allows 18-year-old man to shower naked with 14-year-old girls. Yeah, they really care about females, right? Big corporations out of nowhere. Kroger owns Fry's food stores, K Jewelers, Hallmark, and now DoorDash has basically opt out of Mother's Day. Yep, they care about you females. America turns its youth into soy boys, while China is literally encouraging men to increase testosterone levels. And look, and Russia's doing the same thing. I've commented on it. I've seen the videos. I've seen the behaviors. Chinese and Russian troops are built like brick beep houses, while we are feminizing our males by design. Next, America lost the hardworking men who held her together. Now she's crumbling. Next, universities segregating graduations by race, sexuality, county of origin, and legal status. They care about the group. It's about divide and conquer, and they don't care about your group at all. Next, disturbing moment at Washington State middle school kids take part your life in sports, and now it's being taken away from you. How many times for 12 years have I talked about the powers that be don't care about your group, your hyphen, and pronoun? How many times have we said that they are delegitimizing hard work? Now, for all these years, you didn't stick up for men. And now who's left to stick up for you? And I'm going to remind you of a little, I'm going to make it real quick, but when I tried to get a job at the New York City Fire Department, at 19, I was bench pressing 365 pounds. Any woman listening to this, I probably could have carried you up and down a ladder. But that was the year the women's groups of New York City sued to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the job. They couldn't pass the test. So they were told they should feel entitled to play the victim group status card. What happened? They didn't earn their job, they didn't present any value, and you gave free lunch to the system, to the elite. Same thing happened when I got a degree in forestry. I tried to get a job at the National Forest Service in 1982, a few years later. Showed up with a degree and experience, they hired two girls 18 years old, fresh out of high school. No work experience, no degree, again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for the job. Same thing happened when I worked for GlaxoSmithKline. I asked for a demotion. And they were hiring women on the street to be job shares.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I could have sworn I heard Tranheiser-Busch. And in that line of thinking, Bud, remember Bud, the king of beers? Well, Bud Light, the drag queen of beers. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. So, ladies, this is how the powers that be do it. When you don't stick up for a group and they come after your group, you have less people sticking up for you. See, when you think that you feel entitled to play the victim group status card and demand to lower the bars of standards expectations for a job, you don't empower your nation, you destroy it. And you definitely don't empower your group. What you're really doing by doing this is by insulting your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence. You're literally contributing to disrespecting and degrading yourself. It's basically the powers that be making you submissive and breaking your will with politically correct buzzwords that have been hijacked by definition. If I have time today, I'm going to give that quick two-minute high jumper analogy that I give every several months. Basically, lowering the bars of standards and expectations just eliminates knowledge, opportunity, ingenuity, productivity, and innovation. It rewards mediocrity and destroys your country, ladies. This is why oath, vows, word of honor, work ethic, nothing means anything anymore. So who's fighting for you? Who's fighting for your sports? Who's fighting for adult mutual consensual sex? Who's fighting for the same rules, laws, and accountability? Despite the story I just shared with you, ladies, we are. We are. Okay. That being said, I'm moving on. I'm going to be lucky if I get to 30% of what I prepared for. Acting CIA director reveals he had 50 spies sign a letter saying Hunter Biden laptop scandal was Russian disinformation to help Joe win the election. This is why the last two elections are null and void, folks. They're null and void. Next, clot shot does not contain mRNA, COVID vaccine, bioweapon, 100% synthetic, not biological. This is another interview with Stu Peters. He does a really good job. He lets people talk. He hires experts. He got Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger back on, who is a whistleblower from WHO, the World Health Organization, or as Dr. Rima Labo says, I think she says the World Holocaust Organization. Anyway, Dr. Stuckelberger basically was on for another interview, and apparently there was an email in March in 2020 where Anthony Fauci was supposed to lock down the world. Remember, folks, forget about credentials. If someone has a doctor in front of their name, the first question you ask for any credential is, did they sell out? Are they doing their job, or have they been bribed and blackmailed to sell the narrative? Forget credentials. It's over. There's no such thing as credentials anymore. Anyway, she has some really good discussions in this short interview, and basically how it's not possible for the whole world to get infected, and autopsies were forbidden. Remember, I've given several of those articles where Fauci and company did not want autopsies because they wanted it to hide the evidence. And she talks about how there's overwhelming evidence that 5G radiation can kill and cause people to become sick. And there's this one of her colleagues, Dr. Charles Morgan, who claims graphene oxide and other nanotechnology has been used to take control of even a surgeon's hand while performing surgeries from different locations. I want you to think about that and how AI and mind control and predictive programs is going to become more dangerous for humanity. Doctor, little sidetrack here. I talked about Dr. Rima Labo a minute ago. She's extremely intelligent, a great patriot, and she's on band.video, which is Alex Jones. You have to scroll down a little bit, but I saw this interview with him and Dr. Labo, and basically she talked about a lot of things, but 5G basically can emulate symptoms of Marburg and other diseases. I want you to be aware of that. And we've given so many articles about 5G. Remember words like activation and kill switches? And she makes it very clear the progression of the Rockefeller synthetic medicine, the philanthropy, phony philanthropy, to the World Health Organization or Holocaust Organization with regarding health, environment, safety, dictatorships. And she talks about how this is their business model. The World Economic Forum, the powers that be, Rockefeller, Rothschild, etc. So she talks about the vaccine push as a fraud, and why hasn't government, especially red state governors, eliminated 5G? Taken UN, World Economic Forum, and WHO out of any jurisdiction. We are allowing the business model of the elite to make us ignorant, apathetic, and indifferent. And she makes it very clear the globalists are preparing a new bio attack. Go to PreventGenocide2030.org. PreventGenocide2030.org. We'll be back on the other side. Appreciate you being here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.